USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A Boeing 737-500 carrying 62 passengers and crew has crashed in the sea northwest of Jakarta, Indonesia. The plane went down about 4 minutes into the 90-minute flight Saturday. Officials said all of those on board Flight 182 were from Indonesia and there were no survivors. Freedom of speech continues to be attacked in America. Former United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley said Friday she compared Twitter's permanent suspension of President Trump's Twitter account to that of the silencing of the people in communist China. Now, Amazon has told Parler, a new social media app, that it will be cut off from its Amazon Web Services hosting by midnight because the platform does not police its content. Three people were killed and five others hurt in a shooting spree in and around Chicago, Illinois, Saturday afternoon. One of the dead includes the suspected gunman who was apparently shot and killed by police. The shooting spree started in Kenwood and ended in Evanston. This is USA Radio News.
Newsmax TV. Everyone is watching it now. President Trump says he loves it. And more than 30 million Americans tune into Newsmax TV. With great shows and analysts like Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and a lot more. Every night you can watch Newsmax's number one show, Greg Kelly Reports. Greg Kelly and Newsmax are unafraid to tell the truth about the election, how big tech is censoring you, and Joe Biden's dangerous plans. You need to watch Newsmax TV. Get Newsmax on all major cable systems or check your guide. If you don't get Newsmax, call your cable operator. Tell them you want Newsmax. And remember, Newsmax is free on Roku, YouTube, Apple TV, Zumo, TiVo Plus, Pluto, Chromecast, and most smart TVs like Samsung and LG. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax TV app. All other cable news channels ask you to pay, but Newsmax's app is free. So start watching anytime, anywhere in the world.
Taking a look at the fallout from the Georgia Senate election results, USA Radio News' Tim Berg reports.
Republican David Perdue is conceding his Senate runoff election to Democrat John Ossoff. His loss gives Democrats control of a 50-50 Senate for at least the next 2 years because Vice President-elect Kamala Harris can cast any tie-breaking vote. Republican Senator from Arkansas Tom Cotton on what lies ahead for Republicans.
The Georgia races were hugely consequential. That's why I campaigned so much for Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue. It'd be much better to have a Republican majority and not have to worry on the fortitude of any Democratic senator to resist the far left of their party. But this is the world we're living. It's going to be a 50-50 Senate, and Joe Biden will be president in 13 days. Republicans have to get organized. We have to have a plan. We have to show those Democratic senators just how unpopular that agenda is.
Cotton's comments on Fox and Friends. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Super Wild Card Weekend of the National Football League continues Sunday with three games on tap. Catching us up on Saturday's games is USA Radio News' Dan Naraki.
The NFL playoffs got underway Saturday with three wild card games. The Buffalo Bills won their first playoff game since 1995, knocking off the Indianapolis Colts 27-24. Quarterback Josh Allen led the way, throwing for two touchdowns and running for another. The Los Angeles Rams upset the Seattle Seahawks 30-20. Running back Cam Akers ran for 31 yards and a score, and corner Darius Williams intercepted a Russell Wilson pass and took it 42 yards for a touchdown in the winning effort. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers won their first playoff game since 2003, holding off Washington 31-23. Tom Brady threw for 381 yards and two scores. Sunday's games will see the Baltimore Ravens take on the Tennessee Titans, the New Orleans Saints host the Chicago Bears, and the Cleveland Browns and Pittsburgh Steelers rematch from their season finale a week ago. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Colts quarterback Philip Rivers talks his future after the loss.
Me and my family, if it's here, an Indy Player of the Year, then we'll be here. And if it's not, I'll be on the sideline somewhere. I know where. I'll be on the sideline with the ball cap. Coaching the heck out of a high school football team down in South Alabama. So, whatever God's will is what I want to happen. And I'll be fine with that. Obviously, if I keep going, if I go on and on with that answer, it'll be nothing but a bunch of emotion talking. But I think that's, at the end of the day, that's clearly what will guide the decision.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.